Starting with Hashem, Hilchos Bosa B'Cholav, Shir 16, Siman Tzedek Beis, Sif Beis. This Sif is the beginning of one of the main concepts of Issa V'Heter, known as Chaticha Na'ases Nevela, or Chanan for short. Now, Chanan is a big sugya. The Ran especially goes to great lengths to explain this sugya. Just to take a look at the Ran, it starts on Daf Mem Gimel in the Dafim of the Rif, starting from the words Tanan, then if you turn the page, you'll see two full pages of Ran without any riff, and then another little piece on Mendalat Amud Beis, all going to explain the sugya. To go through every prat would take us at least a month, but what we'll try to do is to bring out the main points and the main shittas of Rishonim. So the sugya starts with the Mishnah, on the Kuf Chesam and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Tipas cholov shenofla al hachaticha. A drop of milk that falls on a piece of meat that's in a pot. If the milk is taken into the piece of meat, it is aser. According to most Rishonim, this means that the piece of meat is aser. Near and Sakadeva, if you stir the pot, if there is taste in the pot, it's aser. We'll see shortly how to explain the Mishnah according to the different Rishonim. Then the Gemara goes and explains the Mishnah, some of what we saw in the last Sif. And then the Gemara, for those who have time, can see the Gemara on Amud Beis, starting the Eshel Asechatai Atzmai Tanoihi, until the Mishnah on the bottom of Kutes Amud Aleph. It's a bit of a complicated sugya, so we won't be learning it at this point. But for those who want an extra, they could try to go through the sugya. But basically what we're interested in is, what's the Pshat in this Mishnah? So, to start, we have the machlokes that the Torah brings between Rashi and the Ri. According to Rashi, the Mishnah can be explained as follows. Tipas cholov shenafla al chaticha, if a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, that's either all the way out of the roitev, or even partially in the roitev, em yeshba b'nesen tam bo'ise chaticha aser. If it gives taste in that piece of meat, the piece of meat is aser. Nir asagdeira, according to Rashi, it means if I stir the pot immediately, if the drop of milk gives taste into the whole pot, then the whole pot is aser. But if the drop of milk does not give taste into the whole pot, then everything is mutter. That's if I stirred it immediately. That's simply Rashi. We'll see shortly that there's different ways even in Rashi to explain, but that's the basic translation of the Mishnah. According to Tosfos, the Ri, brought over here in Tosfos, Divrei Maschil, Tipas Cholav, as well as in other places, and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph Divrei Maschil Chaticha Atzmai Na'ases Nevela, and on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis Divrei Maschil Yesh Bo Menesen Tam. And over there in that Tosfos on Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, he brings out clearly Rashi's Shita. So according to the Ri, we're talking about where the piece of meat was totally out of the roitev. Then if the milk gives taste into that piece of meat, the piece of meat becomes aser, and if it's stirred afterwards, Nir Sekadera means it's stirred afterwards. If it's stirred afterwards, then this piece of meat will answer the whole pot. That's the way the Ran explains the Ri. The Ran, as we mentioned, is very lengthy, but for those, again, who have time, it's worthwhile to see at least the first part. The first part of Mem Gimel, starting Tanan until the end of the Amud. But even that itself is lengthy, and again, for those who have time, it's worthwhile to see. The Ran over there explains the Ri, that the second half of the Mishnah means not that it was stirred immediately, but it was stirred later. Then this piece of meat that was out of the roitev and became aser because of the drop of milk will now aser the whole pot because it has the din of a nevela, it's completely aser, and we need 60 against the whole piece of meat. That's the basic machlokes. So now, in Rashi, we learned in Mishnah that it's talking about even when it's partially in the roitev. So there's three ways to explain Rashi. A short synopsis is brought in the Darkei Moshe, Sifkat and Beis. The first way to explain Rashi is according to the Ran. The Ran explains Rashi that the whole piece of meat becomes aser. This is because, as we'll see in the Shachan Taz from the Ran, that there's steam and moisture in the whole pot, hevel hakadeva, and therefore the milk will spread into the whole piece. And now, once this piece of meat is aser, even without stirring, this piece of meat will aser the rest of the pot, and will need 60 in the whole pot against the piece of meat, even if it's not stirred. And that's why the Ran says that Rashi has to learn the second half of the Mishnah that it was stirred immediately. That's where it makes a difference if it was stirred or not. But according to Rashi, if the piece of meat becomes aser, it will aser the whole pot even without stirring it. Now, to explain the Ran, we have to preface one of the main machlokes in the understanding of Chanan. We spoke before about a klal known as Ein ha-ne'eser yochel le'eser el b'mokom she'iser atzma yochel lispashitchom. This means that where the iser itself cannot go, the ne'eser, the piece of meat that became aser, also not aser. This is the sheet of the Rajbo. The Rajbo holds, like we explained, that although we say chaticha na'ases nevela, that the whole piece of meat becomes aser, we only give the iser the din of what asered it. Like we explained before, if blood falls into salt and is not 60 against the blood, so even according to those that say Chanan Bashari Surim, now all the salt is aser, but still we only give the salt the din of blood, and therefore it cannot aser more than 60. And we don't say that since the salt gives taste, it should aser up until where it gives taste. But since only it became aser because of the blood, we look at it like blood, and therefore if it's 60 against the salt, it's mutter. Another proof of the Rajba is that we don't say one klipa should ask for another klipa. Even though the klipa becomes aser, since the original iser could not aser beyond the klipa, we look at this klipa as the original iser, and therefore will not aser another klipa. So over here too, in the case of basar b'cholav, according to the Rajba, the piece of meat will not aser the rest of the pot unless there's roitev. Certainly if it's completely out of the pot, if it's above the roitev, since there's no roitev to transfer the blios of milk into the next piece of meat, therefore the meat will not answer the next piece of meat. Even though some of the meat taste goes from one piece of meat to the next piece of meat, or to whatever it's sitting on top of, but since the milk won't come out, because we have a din, ein blios yotze b'loy roitev, absorbed taste will not go out unless there's roitev, so since the milk does not go out, the meat will not answer the rest of the pot. That's the Rajbo. But the Ran holds, does not agree with the Rajba in this whole principle. The Ran holds that when we say chaticha asma na'as na'vela, we mean that it itself is a new iser. And we look at the piece of meat like it's an iser of meat. So why by salting, when I salt a piece of meat to take out the blood, why doesn't the salt go back and aser the meat, even though the blood will not go back in because of the rules that we learned in Hilchos Malicha? But the salt gives taste to the whole piece of meat, so why won't the salt answer the meat? So there he says, because the blood dries up in the salt. And why won't one klipa answer another klipa? The answer is, according to the Ran, that by klipa we don't say chanan. Since by basar b'cholav, there's no iser midaraisa that would answer a klipa, so since the din of chanan b'shar esurim is learned out of basar b'cholav, don't say chanan b'klipa, and it won't answer the next klipa. So over here, the Ran would hold that even though the milk will not go from one piece to the next piece, still, since the meat itself is aser, the meat can go aser the next piece of meat, even if it's not in the roitev. So the Ran will hold that even if the piece is completely above the roitev, since the meat itself, the taste of the meat itself, will go into the pot, because the taste of the piece itself does not need roitev to transfer it, it's only the blios that need roitev to transfer it, therefore, the meat will go and answer the rest of the pot, even if it's not mixed. So therefore, according to the Ran, it will answer the whole pot. That's one way to learn Rashi. Lamaisa, lahalocha, is we pass like the Rashba, that we say in Anasa, that the whole din of Chanan is only that it has a din of the thing that answers it. But we do not say that it has a stronger din, that we look at the meat itself as a new Isser. So now, the next way to explain Rashi is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that Rashi holds that only the part above the roitev becomes aser. It goes till the level of the liquid and stops there and will not aser anymore. But once that piece becomes aser, if it's mixed up afterwards, then this top part of the meat above the roitev can aser the rest of the pot. That's the second shot. And similar to that is the Dr. Moshe explains the Torah, that they also hold that you have to mix up the pot in order for the meat to answer the rest of the pot, not like the Ran, but the Torah holds that the whole piece will become usher from the drop. We don't say that it stops at the level of the roitev. We say that the whole piece absorbs from the drop of milk, and if it's not 60 in the whole piece against the drop, this piece becomes usher, but will not usher the rest of the pot unless I stir it. Those are the three ways to understand Rashi. That's Rashi, and the way we said before, that he holds that if the piece of meat is partially in the roitev will pull out the blios, and therefore if I have 60 in the whole pot against the drop, everything would be mutter. Those are the main sheets for Shreinim in this sif. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Nofal cholov lesoich kedevish ol basar. If milk fell into a pot of meat, toyamin hachaticho shen nofal aleha hacholov, you taste the piece of meat that the milk fell on, im ein bo tam cholov, hakol mutter. If there's no taste of milk in the piece of meat, everything is mutter. Im yesh bechaticho mitter imas cholov, nes wa oise chaticho. If there's taste of milk in that piece of meat, that piece of meat becomes aser. So the Rama puts in, we did don de in semchen agoy, according to us that we do not rely on a non-Jew to taste, but in an shishim bechaticha, you need 60 in the piece of meat against the milk, v'mlaav kula asura, if there's not 60 in the piece of meat against the milk, everything's aser. Then the Mechaber continues, u'mesharinim bekula, and we estimate against the whole piece of meat, im hoye b'chol ma sheyesh b'chedeva me'achatichos v'hayerek v'hamorok, is in the whole pot, in combination with the pieces, the vegetables and the soup, the tavlin and the spices, kedei shetehei chaticha zu, echad mishishim mehakol, that should be 60 in everything combined against the piece of meat, hachaticha asur v'hasham mutter. The piece remains asur, and the rest of the pot is mutter. We're talking in a case where I knew where the original issur was. If I did not know where the original issur is, we'll see later in Siv Gimel what's the din. And the Mechaber continues, "Bamed vom amurim b'shalay nir hakadira b'tchila k'shenofel hacholof." I did not stir the pot in the beginning when the drop of milk fell on it. Elul b'soif, only afterwards. V'lekisa, I did not cover it. Avolim nir b'tchila v'ad soif. If I stirred it from the beginning to the end, we'll see later exactly what this means. Or shekisa mishas nefila ad soif. Or I kept it covered from the beginning to the end. Hakol nistaru v'vatal tam hacholof. The whole pot is included to be mevatel the milk, and if there's 60 against the milk, everything is mutter. That's the Mechaber. So the question is, who does the Mechaber hold like? Does he hold like the Ri, or does he hold like Rashi? So this is the machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. Let's see the Taz of Cotton Base. The Taz says, L'sech kederish al-baser, zemayri shenapla ha-tipa al-chaticha achas chutz la-goitev. It's talking about where the drop fell on a piece of meat that was out of the goitev. He didn't explain yet if it's completely out or partially out, but it certainly has to be at least part of the way out. If the piece of meat is totally in the roitiv, certainly everything in the pot can help to be mevatel the drop. Because of our Torah, machlokes Rashi we read. The Torah brings the machlokes Rashi we read that we mentioned. To say, the Levi davka shachaticha kula chutz la roitiv. According to the Levi, we're talking specifically about a case where the piece was completely out of the roitiv. For example, you have a piece of meat that's a drop out of the roitiv, and then there's another piece on top of it. It has to be always one piece, a drop out of the roitiv, presumably because you can't have a piece of meat exactly floating to the top of the roitiv. It's either a drop below the roitiv or a drop above the roitiv. If it's a drop below the roitiv, then the piece on top of it will be a little bit in the roitiv. So therefore, we have to be talking about a case where there's a piece that's a drop out of the roitiv, and then we have a piece on top of that. So now we know that the piece on top of that is completely out of the roitiv. So according to the Bible, we're talking about such a case that it fell on such a piece that's completely out of the roitiv. And therefore, only this piece of meat became aser. But if the piece of meat is partially in the roitiv, the heat combines it with the whole pot, and the whole pot can combine to mevatel a drop of milk. That's the Ri. Ulevashi afilo mekzasa b'roitiv. According to Rashi, even if it's partially in the roitiv, ain hakol mestarif levatal acholav. According to Rashi, the whole pot does not help to be mevatal the milk. Veish kula levashi mitzadecha. And according to Rashi, we have a kula. The hainu mekzasa b'roitiv. If it's partially in the roitiv, v'zu hachaticha neseres, and this piece becomes aser, ain aseres hashar. It won't go and aser the rest of the pot. Ken kasa b'dekir moshe. That's how the dekir moshe holds. Like the Torah and the Shara Paiskim. That's the Dagger Moshe. V'loi nir el ini estaiti. But the Taz says, that's not how it seems to me. The afalpish she'en b'roitiv delamata meseyeh levatal tipas cholav shenofla. Even though the roitiv does not help to mevatal the drop of milk that falls onto the piece of meat. But she'en v'sicha magia l'shon. Because the heat does not reach the top of the piece of meat. Mekom mokom oisech haticha atzman na'eseres. Chelok hatachbin mechelok ha'elyon. Nonetheless, the top half of the meat that's above the roitiv becomes aser, and then the bottom half becomes aser from the top half. Mechayzeres, v'eseres lamata kol ha-roitiv, u'ma she'besoichai, ad shishim neged kol ha-chaticha. And then, Once the bottom half is aser, it will aser the whole pot because it's in the roitiv. And you'll need 60 in the pot against the piece of meat. The kol ha-chaticho nasas nevela, the whole piece of meat became aser, ki when the mixes ha-chaticho menachas tech ha-roitiv. Ha-roitiv moilach la-shar, because since part of the piece of meat is sitting in the roitiv will draw it out into the rest of the pot. Now this is a little bit like the ran, but not exactly the ran. It's like the ran that you don't need to stir it up, but it's not exactly the ran. According to the ran, the piece of meat can aser the rest of the pot even if there's no roitiv, and the whole piece of meat becomes aser, not because the bottom becomes aser because of the top, rather because it spreads through the whole piece of meat. But according to the Taz says that the roitiv helps spread the iser. Once it's in the roitiv, the milk itself will come out, and now it will aser the rest of the pot. So then the Taz says, "Umidibah Shulchan Aruch Ha'ilu Shem Divya Rambam." Nearly the several lake of Rashi, from the Shulchan Aruch it seems that he holds like Rashi, midkasa b'imnesra hachaticha iseres hashar, it says that once the piece becomes aser, and asers the rest of the pot, okay, nearly, lachi kaimalan, so therefore it seems to me that that's how we paskin, afal fishu hashal b'isavet hashaloi pasuka ri, even though the mashal paskins after ri, and kol mokam b'sifu b'perakol abosar, and yam shoshlem b'perakol abosar, so memam tes, Hichmer k'Rashi, he's machmer like Rashi, and therefore the Taz says that the halacha is like Rashi. And according to his explanation, if the piece of meat is halfway in the roitiv, I'll need 60 in the whole pot against the piece of meat, even if I did not stir it. So now let's see the Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef asks on the Taz, Nira lidas viru like Rashi, Lo muchach midi. The Shach says, there's no proof that the machaba holds like Rashi. The Yishlema the Mayri Shekula Chutz LaRoitiv. We can say that the case is that it's talking about where it's completely out of the Roitiv. V'hodei, Seres HaShar, Hainu K'shenir Acharkach. When he says the rest of the pot becomes Aser, he means where you stir it afterwards. Ukudim Asayim V'Seifa. That's how the Machaber himself says at the end. That it's only Aser, but Medvam Amurim, where I didn't stir it in the beginning, but I stirred it at the end. So according to the Taz, you're going to have to say that that's Lav Davka. But it seems from the Machaber that only where I stirred it at the end. But if I didn't stir it at the end, it won't Aser the rest of the pot. And therefore we can say that the Machaber holds like the Re. וכן כוסף הבח, תה רמב״ם סבק רבי, הביסב בשח סבקות נחס, וכן כוסף בשח סבקות נדלד, שדס כל המחבם והאחרינים כבי, that all the, or at least most of the רישוינים and האחרינים hold up the רי, והיינו כמו שהביסב בספרי, נסעו, I wrote in my ספר אורך משח, והסמק לבן קופם א' תן נון א' עמד בייז, והסמק סמן רשת גמל דף קוף א' עמד בייז, והמורחי, והגודה פרק כל הבוסר, והרואה בספר פרק הבייס, ומעביל בדיני בוסף החול בו האיסב אתו אורך כל חפכס ושם החבם כולם תופסו סורס וי. All these רישרינים all hold like the V. And that's how it says also in the Shach in Sivkot and Talad. That the Mechab is going like the V. And that's how most of the rishrinim except for the Rosh Menurin and Rucham and the Achrinim Paskin. So in short we have a machlokes between Taz and Shach. According to the Taz the Mechab is going according to Rashi. According to his understanding that you don't even have to stir it afterwards. And according to the Shach, the Mechaber is paskening like the Ri. So then the next point brought up by the Shach and Taz is the stira from our Sif to Simen Kuf Hei Sif Dalad. In Simen Kuf Hei Sif Dalad, it says that if Isser falls on a piece of meat in the Gedera, it's only Aser a Netila. So why over here does the Tipa, the drop of milk, Aser the whole piece? And in Simen Kuf Hei, we say that only a netila becomes aser. So there's four terutzim brought in the Taz and Shach. The Taz first brings from the Mashal, that says that over here we're talking about an isid soul, a liquid, so therefore it'll absorb through the whole piece. But over there in Simen Kuf Hei, we're talking about a salad, it only goes a netila, because it has the din of tzli, and roasting only asers of netila, according to the Mechaber. According to the Amar, we'll learn that we're not experts to differentiate between kochosh and shamein, and therefore roasting asas in all cases kulo. But at least according to the Mechaber, it's only asas in a tila. That's the first teretz. The second teretz is brought from the Dekim Moshe, that he says that cholov, milk, is shamein, is fatty. And fatty foods spread by roasting to the whole piece. But the Taz and Shach say that we see in the Rashba not like that. We see in the Rashba that milk is not called a dover shamein, and therefore it should only answer in a tila. Then the Shach brings two other terutzim. One is from the Ran, that is hevel hakadeira. The steam in the pot will spread the milk through the whole piece. And then he says at the end that even though we say that the milk is not fatty, but it could be over here we're talking about a case where the meat is fatty. And since the meat is fatty, it will draw the milk through the whole piece. So that's the answer to the stira from Kufay. So then what the Machaber says, that you have to stir it mitchila batsoif, this we'll get to after we see the Rama. So now let's see the Rama. Rama says, v'chein im loy neo klal, if you didn't stir it at all, loy betchila v'loy besoif, v'loy kisa klal, and you didn't cover it at all, im yeshishim b'kadeira negatipas cholav shenofal, if the 60 in the pot against the drop of milk that fell on a piece of meat, ein ha'osur, v'kachati cholavad, v'shara kadeira mutter, if the 60 in the pot, then the piece is also and everything else is mutter. So the question is, who is the Rama going like? According to Rashi, the way that Derek and Rashi explained, the drop doesn't spread through the pot. And therefore, if there's not 60 in the piece against the drop, the piece becomes also, but the rest of the pot should be mutter. And according to the Ri, if there's 60 in the pot, why is the piece of meat also? So let's see the Taz and Shach. So the Taz says in Sifkot Nehei, Mechenim loy nir, Dvorim elu tzorach iyan, Darei heim dasa raivid, Rebeis Yosef, Zil Hashenei, Im loy nir klal, Ein shayach atichas na'esores, Af al pi, Shem loy nir yoytze roitev, Even though if you don't stir it, the roitev comes out, V'hunem vela, Some of the tastes of the meat will go out, which are aser, Ma'oytze chaticha l'shach atichas, And the piece of that's aser to the other pieces, Mikol mokim loy asrinan, We don't aser it. The be'inan yoytze cholav l'shachatiches, because the milk has to come out and go into the other pieces. This is like we explained, like the Rashba, that unless the milk comes out, this piece of meat will not answer the rest of the pieces. So since the milk stays in the piece, why do you need 60 in the pot? Vim kein kasher lama kasher b'mosh yitzarach shishim b'kadera negen hacholav d'ha'im hacholav yoytze l'shachatiches. Since the milk doesn't go out, why do we need 60 in the pot against a drop of milk? Klal. The yoytze have a oyser, and if the milk does go out, it's darach shishim b'kadera neger kol chaticha azura. We should need 60 in the pot against the whole piece of meat. Meaning, like the Taz's understanding of Rashi, the Tzorchian. Ubeze v'heta orach klach of ches kosev gam kein mahater. Kishyesh b'chol hakadera shishim neger hatipa shen nafla al chaticha shem miksasat chutz laboitev. He says that if the 60 in the pot against a drop that fell on a piece of meat partially in the roitev, it's mutter, mishum desab leikri, because he holds a kri. As is kosab, sha'oz gam hachatichoi chazeres lahatr, the leikra mokan. But over there he says, straight like the ri, that if there's 60 in the pot against a drop, everything's mutter. Mitzorach leimadu ha'amor, machmer misvor de nafshis. And therefore we have to say that the amor is machmer because of his own svor, lesser oise chaticha, afla das ri. In other words, he holds like the Ri, but he wants to be machmer to say that the piece remains aser. V'chein mashmer midvar v'siv dalet, the poisek ha-Ri, that's how we see in siv dalet, he passes like the Ri, b'makses ha-chutz la-reitiv, if it's partially out of the reitiv, ul-kula. V'teima, so Taze asks, d'ohay alay l'ramo lichtik, zeh kan b'shem yesh oimim, the Ramo should have said, b'yesh oimim, that he's arguing on the Mechaber. D'ohar Rambam, shu dey rishayna, Sabalik Rashi, because the Rambam, according to the Taz, holds like Rashi. Shesarach shishim neger kol hachaticha, kama shekasavti b'samach, like I said before. So if the Mechaber, which is the Rambam, is going like Rashi, and the Ramo is going like the Ri, he should say Yeshayimim, because he's arguing. V'lashon Ramo, mashman shabba, loy balachalik. From the words of the Ramo, it seems that he doesn't want to argue. Ela ha'isif. But according to the way we're learning, that it's going like the Ri, he's arguing. V'su kosher, debesif dalad mesayim Ramo, debebasav achalav yesh lahachmer. And there he says, "Abos b'chol v'shu b'machmer v'kam pasuk la'akolan." But here he's mekal that if the 60 against the drop, the pot is mutter. V'mayav b'abos b'chol v'nam. I'm talking about abos b'chol. We'll explain this last piece in more detail when we get to Sif Dalet. But we see that the Taz is answering that the Ramo is holding like the Ri. When misvor the nafshe, his own svar is to ask for the piece of meat if there's not 60 to be mevatlet in the meat itself. So then the Shach answers in Sifkot and Vav. Mechenim loy nir, em yeh shishim bekadera negatipas cholav. Teima, de kishayin shishim bekadera nami yehe mutter, kivin shalini yuklal. The same question is the Taz, that it should be mutter, even if there's not 60 in the pot. The rest of the pot should be mutter, even if there's not 60. against the drop. V'leinosen tam ela boisa chaticha atzma, since it only gives taste into the piece. V'leisa b'shas apayskim v'chem uvor behedjub v'sogus avayved. Perik tes melchus mecholos esu esayin sham v'doik. V'vir b'dek emoishu b'koitzer. V'nir lees, so the shach answers, ha de boyish shishim v'kadeiwa haino im eksasa b'techa v'yitzer. We're talking about where it's partially in the rotav. The mesafkalei lahavav, that the Rama is unsure, ikayim alon kavi, the ma'arav hatam b'kuloi, that holds that the taste spreads into the whole pot, oikavashi, or like Rashi, that it stays in the piece of meat. Hilkachaka, deiwa mutim memonavshach. Therefore, if there's 60 against the drop in the pot, then the pot is mutter according to everybody. According to the Ri, everything is mutter, since there's 60 in the pot against the drop. And according to Rashi, the pot is mutter because it doesn't spread into the pot. V'chaticha asura, but the chaticha is asur. Dilma ena ma'arav hatam b'kulo. Maybe we hold like Rashi that the drop does not spread into the whole pot. Venek derem et starif. And the rest of the food in the pot doesn't help to mimavatal the drop. And therefore, if there's not 60 in the piece itself against the drop, the piece will be asur. Because perhaps the halacha is like Rashi. V'ayla'el sivkot yud gimel. But they will see what he says by Shari Surin. So that's the machlokes of Shach and Taz in the opinion of the Rama. According to the Taz, it looks like the Ri was machmim sword and afshei. And according to the Shach, the Rama takes the chumers of both sides. The chumer of the Ri, that you need 60 in the pot, and the chumer of Rashi, that the piece of meat remains also, unless the 60 in the piece of meat itself. So let's see the Shach, Sifkon Zayin, Mishach Kadir Mutter. Ain lakamon sim kufay siv zayin, siv katan yud zayin. The mekom akim shara chaticha is shenogu bezua chaticha tzricha netila. The shach holds that the other pieces of meat that touch this piece of meat need a netila. Why? Because even though the milk will not go from one piece to the other piece without rotav, but the shach holds by basa b'cholav lataran, that the meat itself can aser other meat even if there's no milk along with it. Because we say that the meat now has a new din of chanan, and even without the milk, it can aser by itself the other pieces of meat. So therefore, in this case, we say that it asers the other pieces of meat that it touches. So even though, according to the Rama, we're not experts to differentiate between kochosh and shomein, what's called fatty and what's not called fatty, and therefore every time two hot things touch together, we need 60 against the whole issa that touched it, over here, the Shach says that all we need is a netila. The reason is because we have a din that by balua absorbed taste going from one piece to another, meaning a kosher piece that absorbs the nevela and now touches another piece. In such a case, we say that we are bikiyim, we are experts to differentiate what's called kochosh and what's called shomein. So over here, even though it's not the absorbed taste that's going from one piece of meat to the other, it's the meat itself, it's not the muk that's going across, because there's no rotav. We're talking about a case where it's above the rotav, so there's no rotav to transfer the blios. It's only the asur meat that's going to the next piece. Still, the Sifsidas explains over there in Kufhei that according to the Shach, we can also say in this case that we're experts to differentiate what's called kochosh and what's called shomein, and we're talking about a case where the meat was kochosh, was lean, and therefore only asur and atila. Because mikra adin, if two hot things touch and there's no rotav, all we need is in a tila. And since it's only asur because of absorbed taste of the milk, therefore we can say we're bikiyim, and if it's a kochosh piece of meat, it only asurs in a tila. That's the Shach. The Taz, in Sifkot Zayin and Simf Gimel, argues on the Shach. He holds like the Rashba, that in order for a piece of basar b'chol to asur another piece of meat, the milk has to go across. And since absorbed tastes do not go from one to the other without rotav, if they're kochosh, and the Rashba learns that milk is kochosh, therefore, it won't master the next piece of meat next to it at all, if there's no rotav. That's the Machlokes Shach and Taz. So now let's continue the Rama. We're holding the middle of the Rama by the verb of the Ber Hetev. V'chein im nir b'tchila akisa miyad, if you stirred it right away, af agav d'loy nir v'loy kisa l'psoif, even though you didn't stir it at the end, you just stirred it right away. Kol hakadeiru mitzdarif, the whole pot can combine to mevatal the drop. V'hu shenir v'kisa miyad shenapal sham ha'iser. So long as you stirred or covered the pot immediately after the issa fell on. Well, in this case, the drop fell on the piece of meat. If you covered it right away, or stirred it right away, then the whole pot can be mistarif to mevatel the drop. This is both according to the Rashi and both according to the Ri. It doesn't make a difference if the piece of meat is halfway in the ratev or above the ratev, so long as you stir it right away, that the piece of meat that the drop fell on should be submerged into the ratev, or you cover the pot, everything is mistarif to mevatel the drop, and if the 60 against the drop, everything is mutter, even the drop that it fell on. So now, in order to understand the Taz, we'll have to see part of the Gemara from Kufches. Let's see the Gemara Kufches on the Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "V'efshel l'sechatei atzmei tanoi." Efshel l'sechatei is a machlokes tanoim, whether the piece returns to be mutter. The Tanya, "Tipas cholov shenoflo al hachaticho, kivon shenosno tam bechaticho, hachaticho atzmo na'asnas nevelo." If a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, if the milk gives taste into the meat, it becomes a chanan, for a seris kol hachaticho is kulam b'pnei shein mina. And once this piece of meat is a chanan, it will answer all the pieces of meat in the pot, since it's the same min, divi Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda who holds min b'mina is not bottle. The chachamim amim, actually, titen tam b'vaitiv u'b'kipa u'b'chatichos. The milk will only answer the meat if it gives taste into the whole pot, the gravy and the pieces. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi says, nirin divi Rabbi Yehuda b'shaloi nir b'shaloi kisa. I hold like Rabbi in a case where it was not stirred and it was not covered. The divi chachamim, I hold like the chachamim, b'shenir v'kisa, where it was stirred and covered. So the Gemara clarifies, my loy nir v'loy kisa, what does it mean it was not stirred and not covered? Ilema loy nir klal v'loy kisa klal. If Rabbi means that it was not stirred at all, or not covered at all, mivla bola mifklet loy polat. The piece of meat absorbs milk, but will not give off milk, and therefore, the rest of the pot should be mutter. Again, according to Rashi, we're talking about what's halfway in the right of, and according to the Ri, we're talking about what's above the right of. Ve'ela lo ne'er b'tchila ela b'seif. Rebbe says that we're talking about where it wasn't stirred and wasn't covered, means it wasn't stirred in the beginning, rather it was stirred at the end, after it had a chance to absorb in the piece. Ve'kisa b'tchila ela b'seif, it wasn't covered in the beginning, rather at the end. So the Gemara says, Amai, ho bola v'ho polat. The piece of meat absorbed the milk, and will now, once it's mixed later on, will give off the milk and get dispersed into the whole pot. So why is everything aser? Because sabar efshel asechatei aser. Rabbi holds efshel asechatei is aser. Therefore, once the piece of meat becomes aser, it has a din of chanan, and it will therefore aser the whole pot. Because it's mimaminoi. So the Gemara says, on top of Kuftes Amun Aleph, Mechlal du Rabbi Yehuda sabar kinir b'tchila ba'ad soif, b'kisa mitchila ba'ad soif aser. Since Rebbe says that I hold like Rebbe Yehuda in the case of when it was stirred at the end, so he means that I don't hold like Rebbe Yehuda completely, only in this case. So Rebbe Yehuda has to be more machmer, even in a more stringent case. So what's the case that Rebbe Yehuda holds its aser, is even if you stirred it in the beginning at the end. According to Rebbe, it's only aser if you stirred it at the end. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser, even if you stirred it from beginning to end, or covered it from beginning to end. So the Gemara asks, Amai, holoi bola klal, why is it aser? And then we got a chance to absorb if you stirred it. So the Gemara says, Eima loy nir yofa yofa v'lekisa yofa yofa. Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that you did not stir it well, and you did not cover it well, and therefore the piece of meat became aser, now all in sixth against the whole piece of meat. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, since we say, Mem b'mina le'batol, all the pieces of meat will be aser. We'll explain what yafi yafa means when we get to the Taz. So Gemara continues, Omamar v'divri chachamim kishenir v'kisa. Rebbe holds like the chachamim where you stirred and covered it. My nir or my kisa. What does it mean you stirred and covered it? Ilem nir b'seif alay nir b'tchila v'kisa b'seif alay kisa b'tchila ha'amet nirin divri Rebbe Yehuda b'ha. If he means that he only stirred it at the end or only covered it at the end, he just said that he holds like Rebbe Yehuda in this case, that it's aser. So that can't be the case. Ela nir b'tchila v'adseif v'kisa b'tchila v'adseif. So when he says, I hold like the Rabbanon, he means that if it's stirred from beginning to end, or covered from beginning to end, he holds that it's mutter, because he doesn't hold the gzeira of Rabbi Yehuda, that you might not stir it well enough. Michlal, the Rabbanon savri, nir b'soif, v'le nir b'tchila, kisa b'soif, v'le kisa b'tchila, mutter. So he's holding like the Chachamim partially, so where are the Chachamim more makel than Rabbi Yehuda, is even if you only stirred it at the end. So why is it mutter? Because the Chacham hold, Efshel Tzarchat is mutter, and there's no dinchanan, and therefore, if I mix it up even later, the milk will disperse to the whole pot, and everything will go back and return to be mutter. So we see that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, if Efshel Tzarchat is also a mutter. That's the Gemara. Lamaisa the halacha is like Rebbe, as we'll soon see. So in short, according to Rebbe, if the pot was stirred, mitchila bat soif, it's mutter, but if it was not stirred in the beginning and only at the end, it's aser. So let's see the Taz Sifkot Mvav. The Taz says, "Afa gav de leinir v'kisul b'soiv b'tur kosev zeh shecholik al haRambam v'sov leikain." The Rambam says that it has to be stirred from beginning to end, mitchila v'atsoiv, like the Gemara. And then the Torah argues on the Rambam and says, "Why does it have to be stirred mitchila v'atsoiv? If you stir it right away, it should be mutter. What does stirring the whole time help you? Once it's mixed up, it's mixed up." Because of Beis Yosef, Shetama Rambam midamrinim b'Gemara. So the Beis Yosef explains the Rambam that when the Gemara says Michlalu v'Yehuda Sabar, Mashma l'ha Rambam, the Dafka b'Hai Gavna Shori Avo Benir b'Tchila v'Loi b'Soif Loi. The Shema l'Nir Yofi Yofi. And when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that he didn't mix it up well enough, and Rabbi argues on Rabbi Yehuda and holds up the Rabbanan that if you mix it up on Mitchila v'Soif, it's mutter. So that's only if I mixed it up in Tchilu Atzayf, then I don't have to be afraid that I didn't mix it up well enough. But if I just mixed it up in the beginning, according to the Rambam, Rabbi holds that it is Aser. Because we're afraid that just in the beginning is not mixed up enough. So the Taz asks, V'kashu li'alzeh, da amai amrinon, be'emes, be'gemora, mechlal du Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, afilo b'nir mitchilu Atzayf. So the Taz asks on the Gemara itself. Why does the Gemara itself say that Rabbi Yehuda answers even were stirred from beginning to end? The ha ein lanu haychocha al ze elam ida amar Rabbi near and divir Rabbi Yehuda beloy near ela b'soif. The only way we know that Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, even if it's mixed up in tchila b'soif, is from the words of Rabbi who say that I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, where it wasn't mixed up in the beginning and it was only mixed up at the end. Michlal Rabbi Yehuda's machmer tvei. So therefore, we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda is more stringent. So menalach the machmer kulahai. So how does the Gemara know that Rebbe is machmer even where he stood it from beginning to end? Maybe it's only machmer where I mixed it up right away, but not where I mixed it up the whole time. Because this is one step more machmer than only mixing it up at the end. How do we know to be machmer two steps more machmer than at the end, which means that it was stirred up from the beginning to the end? In other words, we have three possibilities here. We have a possibility that it was only stirred at the end, we have a possibility that it was stirred from beginning to end, and we have a possibility that it was only stirred in the beginning. So Rebbe holds that if it was only stirred at the end, it's aser. So in Rebbe Yehuda's more machmer, it could be two things. Either that he holds that it's also where it was stirred from beginning to end, or he's machmer where it was only stirred in the beginning. So how do we know to jump up and say that Rav Yehuda is machmer even beginning to end? Maybe when we say that Rav Yehuda is more machmer than Rebbe, he's only more machmer than if it was stirred in the beginning, but not if it was stirred from beginning to end. So how does the Gemara know that? So the Taz says, Bishleim lahator havi nir b'tchila v'ad soif chad milsa in nir b'tchila l'chud. According to the Torah, stirring from beginning to end is the same as stirring from just in the beginning. He holds there's no difference. And therefore, there's only two steps in the Torah. There's only either stirring at the end or stirring at the beginning or beginning to end. Which the Taz will explain shortly. Why it's the same. Ela de kosher ma ro hator lechiach medivir ha-rambam yoisi medivir ha-gemara. But even according to the Torah, if we say that they're the same, beginning to end and beginning, why is he asked more on the Rambam than on the Gemara? The Gemara also says mitchila b'tzayif. So why is the Torah asks on the Rambam that says mitchila b'tzayif, and he says no, mitchila b'tzayif is lav dafka, and it has to be only mitchila. It should ask on the Gemara. The Gemara says mitchila b'tzayif. So why does the Gemara say mitchila b'tzayif if to stir it right away is the same as stirring mitchila b'tzayif? Al kocho chaynu b'nir miyad l'chud. But that's the Torah. V'im kain ma'akash l'Torah b'divrei Rambam yes min haGemara. And according to the Torah, mitchila b'tzayif is the same as stirring right away. So why is he asked on the Rambam more than the Gemara? V'nire, the hator svirale, the yesh l'daktik b'gemara, so he answers, that the Torah holds, then we can medayik from the Gemara, that when the Gemara says, mida omen nirin, divir b'yehuda b'shaloi nir ela b'tzayif, when Rebbe says he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, we'll always only start at the end. Mashma, we can infer benir mitchila lechod mutter, that according to Rebbe, if it's stirred right away, it's mutter, because he only asks us if it was stirred at the end, but not if it was stirred right away, just in the beginning. Ba'achakach omen nirin divir v'chacham benir mitchila v'atsoif, and then Rebbe says he holds like the chachamim was mixed up from beginning to end, mashma, the nir mitchila lechod loy mahani. If I say that it's mutter from beginning to end, that means only in the beginning is not mutter. So comes out, and the Gemara, one of them is lav dafka. Okay, and zemetina with divrei harash, shemevi beis yosef v'siman nun hei, because of dazlin and lechumra. And in such a case, where we cannot be medayik either way, we go lechumra. Mishum hachi kan nami ein shayach lemedak lemerubusa. The if chanami tiksha ein lemerubusa. So you can't pass on like one side, because the Gemara should have said the bigger chiddush. Another would say that mitchila is mutter, because Rebbe only said he holds like Rebbe Yehuda where he stood at the end. He can't say that, because you have to deal the other way from what Rebbe says in the Chachamim. So therefore, we don't know which way to go. Elden Shechan HaChachazois, and therefore we cannot prove from the Gemara, Mishum Hachi Pasuk HaRambam L'chumra Dahenu Shalai Zohar Beheter Ela Mitchila Batsoif. Therefore the Rambam goes L'chumra, and he says it's only Mutter Mitchila Batsoif. Afal Gav Degam Be'isur Lezohar Ela Nir B'Soif L'chud. Even though the Rambam says that it's also where I only stood it at the end, even though it would be also according to the Rambam if I only stood it in the beginning as well, so long as I didn't stir it from beginning to end. If Samech that, you should explain his words l'chumra. Valze choylek hator. So on this Torah argues, v'sebele de diyuka de reisha ikur, that the diyuk of the reisha is the ikur. Kiven de l'rebi l'chashino l'shem l'nir yafe, alken dai b'nir mitchila l'chud. Since Rebbe is not afraid that he did not mix it well enough, therefore, to mix it up in the beginning is also enough. So to explain the Torah holds that the gzeva of leinir yafe yafe and leikisa yafe yafe is that I didn't stir it right away. So Rabbi Yehuda is afraid I didn't stir it right away, and therefore even if I do stir it, it won't help me. So if I said that the gzeva is I didn't stir it right away, it doesn't make a difference if I stir it from now till tomorrow. Once I didn't stir it right away, the game's over. The chaticha absorbs milk, and now I'll need 60 against the whole piece of meat. So I can stir it as much as I want now. Once the piece of meat became aser, it's aser. So since that's the gzera, there's no difference between stirring it right away or stirring it later. And therefore, since Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yehuda that we're afraid that you didn't stir it right away, so therefore if I stirred it right away, it's good enough. Because once it's stirred immediately, it's a mutter, and therefore, I don't have to stir it the whole time it's cooking. That's how the Taz explains the Torah. Then it continues, Abba Be'emes Yishle Taras Dibi HaGamora V'HaRambam Bo'ifin Shaloyim Achlekes Ben HaRambam LaTor. He says that we can explain in a way that there's no machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah, the Dina. El Pirush HaLashin Shator Mefarish Mashkosa Mitchila Batsoif Hainu Shaloy Pasek Milanayo Achisoke Min HaEsh. He understood that when the Gemara says Mitchila Batsoif, that means you have to stir it the whole time until you remove it from the fire. Mashem Hachi Choylek Al HaRambam, and therefore he argues on the Rambam, because there's nothing to be gained by stirring it the whole time. Abul HaRambam Mefarish B'inyan Acher. The Cholzman Sheyesh Mamashis Shal HaTipas Cholav Al HaBasar, that so long as there is some residue of milk on the meat, Le'mahani Mashanir HaKadeva, it doesn't help what you stirred. V'shem HaChazor Achakach Oiseh Chelek Melamala V'choyzev Oiseh Oiseh HaTicha B'fnei Atzma Kemen Sheyeshna Adayin B'ein Alav. And there's still residue of milk on the piece of meat. Even if I stir it, the milk will answer the meat, and then I'll need 60 against the whole piece of meat. Al kena minon sheyina'er ad zman sheyechala mamashis shol hatipa. Therefore, he says that you have to stir it until all the residue of the milk is absorbed into the meat. V'hayna metchila batsoif she'amu b'gemara. And this is what's the metchila batsoif of the gemara. The al soif havayis hatipa amu. Then it has to be until this drop is no longer around. V'chein hu kavanis havamba. Avalam kolsama, mashis hatipa, moide haRambam matur, desagi in paisach achakach lenayer. But the Rambam will agree that if you stirred it and there's no longer any residue of milk on the piece, then you can stop stirring. So it comes out, and even according to the Rambam, there's no way to mudaik from the Gemara on mitchila. Because if mitchila, according to the Rambam, means that you didn't stir it until all the residue of milk is dissipated, so that's no difference between not stirring at all. And therefore, we can't be medayik that only mitchila is mutter. So according to the Rambam, it has to be stirred until all the residue of milk is no longer around. And the Torah will be moided to the Rambam on this. Because the Torah will certainly agree that if it's still milk, well, ask for the piece of meat. So it comes out that there's no machlekes ledina between the Torah and the Mechaber. According to the Torah, he understood mitchilah v'atzarif that it means the whole time, and therefore he says it doesn't have to be the whole time, but certainly mitchilah means that you stirred it until there's no longer any milk, and therefore mitchilah is enough. But the Rambam understood mitchilah v'atzarif like the Torah understood mitchilah, and therefore he says it has to be mitchilah v'atzarif. That's the understanding of the Torah and the Rambam. So the last thing we have to discuss is the Mechaber at the end. The Mechaber says, V'chenem nofer l'soich ha-morok, oi l'chatichos, v'lein noido l'ezer chaticho nofer, if it fell onto the soup, or onto the piece, onto one of the pieces, and we don't know which one, noires ha-kadeir kula, you can mix up the pot, asher yoshev yisar v'kol, until everything gets mixed up, and then, im yesh v'kadeir kula tam cholav, if there's taste of milk in the pot, asura, v'im lav moteres. But if there's no taste, it's mutter. There's no goy that you can have it to taste it. You estimate in 60. And the Rama says, "V'yesh cholkim v'svivulhu the ain mayal mashenoy hakadeva." It doesn't help to stir the pot. Unless you stir it right away when the isra fell in. So we'll just pick this piece out outside. The mechaber is the Rambam, and the Torah asks in the Rambam that if the drop fell into the right of what do you have to mix it up for? And if the drop fell into one of the pieces, what does it help to mix it up afterwards? And another question you could ask on the Rambam is, we have a din, ein mevatlan iser lechatchila, we can't intentionally mevatl iser, so how could you stir up the pot? So the Beis Yosef brings the Mariv and Chaviv that answers that he means that you have to stir it up right away. But the Taz and the Shach answer that since we don't know which piece it fell on, so therefore we don't say Hanan, because we only say Hanan where we know which piece is becoming a Hanan. And since we don't say Hanan, we look at the whole pot as part of the Safek, and therefore we can mix it up. The Shach compares this to a case that we'll learn in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph at the end of Teruvus, that if an Issa falls into one of two pots, and the pots will be mixed up, the Rashba holds that you can mitzarev both pots to mevatel the Issa. We'll see that that's only by Issa the Rabbonin. But the same Nekud is over here. That, since the whole pot is part of the suffix, I don't know which piece is us and which is not, therefore I can stir it up. Because the whole pot is really mevatel this piece, so why do I have to stir it up? Just so that the goy should not taste the iser. If I don't stir it up and it falls on the weight of, he'll taste the weight of from the top and I'll taste the milk. And even if it fell on one of the pieces, the goy might taste one of the pieces and then I'll say that the piece is us and everything will be usser. So therefore it's good advice to stir up the pot. But it's already bottled, and therefore there's no din of ein mevatlan iser lechatchila. The Maaseh the Shach concludes that the halacha we don't say that the whole pot is mitzarev to mevatl the piece, and therefore the halacha you'll have to stir it up right away. And if you do not stir it up right away, you'll need 60 against the biggest piece of meat.